The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Hey everybody, it's Friday.
Thank God!
It's Friday. Go to Kareem's Chitlin Circuit show.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. We have poetry tonight.
What time tonight? Seven?
Seven.
There we go.
$5 cover.
At the Brick House. If you're in Sacramento, go check it out. So, we made it through the week. Thank God. Although we record on Monday, so we really didn't make it through the week. This week marked the premiere of some shows on TV. Kareem mentioned... between shows we didn't talk about. The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore debuted this week. Obviously, since we're recording on Monday, we haven't seen it yet.
It's about to come on in 4 minutes.
Well, yeah, on the East Coast as we record this. So, yeah, if you haven't, check that out. Because I'm sure I have by now. I know Kareem has.
Yeah, I love Larry Wilmore.
I bet Kareem rubs his nipples while he watches it.
He doesn't
oh,
get
especially
all
tonight because Cory Booker and Talib Kweli are up there.
There you go.
Hey, yo.
Oh, wait. What is The Nightly Show? What are we talking about?
The Nightly Show is replacing The Colbert Report on Comedy Central.
Oh, shit.
Because Stephen Colbert is replacing David Letterman.
Oh, that happened. Yay. Yeah.
Well, yeah, don't get too excited because Colbert is not on until September.
Right.
Oh, I wasn't going to watch it anyway. I think it's cool, though. Yeah.
So The Nightly Show is Larry Wilmore, the black correspondent from The Daily Show.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. Yay.
Yeah. Backstrom premiered last night on Fox with Rainn Wilson. Rainn Wilson plays the detective.
I wanted to see that.
It looks very good. I did not, despite the fact that I could have watched it well ahead of time, did not. So I'm waiting to watch it on TV like a normal person.
Watching it fresh.
I'm going to watch it fresh on TV. So I'm looking forward to that. Rainn Wilson looks good. It sort of looks like if House were a detective. Hmm. So if you liked House, you probably like that. So those are a couple of the ones that debuted. American Idol's back. I'm sure like The Bachelor's back. The nonsense shows that CBS has that no one under 50 watches. Those are all on.
Hey, watch it. I watch NCIS.
Yeah, so is my dad.
So is my
it's
great
a good
mother.
Show.
Dad is a cool person.
is this the one with like LL Cool J
well,
or something?
No, that's NCIS LA.
Yeah.
Do you watch NCIS, NCIS LA, or NCIS New Orleans? Which one of those?
NCIS.
Okay. So you're
keeps
a devo-
it to the mainstream
a devotee
original.
Of the original.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore, following The Daily Show Monday through Thursday, is Comedy Central 11:30. So check it out. We'll talk about that next week on the shows. So Diana, try and catch that. ComedyCentral.com if you don't have cable.
Okay, then now I will.
There you go. They usually have them up the next day.
It's good to have options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything helps. Speaking of which, Diana, have you watched Big Women, Big Love yet?
Oh my gosh, I haven't watched the last episode, but I totally like just binge watched that. Just two episodes. I'm debating if I want to. I love the show so much. I don't know if I should wait.
So
or
you
like
have,
every,
so you
yeah,
have at
so
least
I can
two?
Just like binge watch and eat like Cheetos and watch it
Cheetos
with like beer and
do
just
you do Cheetos
really,
puffs or crunchy Cheetos.
I want to try hot Cheetos puffs.
Yes.
I like the puffs, but like I really like the hot Cheetos.
Now
so
I think
torn.
They only did the jalapeno puffs on the. I mean, on the puffs they did a jalapeno Cheetos
what?
On puffs. You've got Flamin' Hot on the crunchy, but they actually made a jalapeno flavor.
See, I got to catch up on my junk food. But yeah, I don't know if I should like sit and binge watch because that show is a... Because you're right. It's like I'm not laughing at them because they're bigger women. I'm not... It's not about that. It's just like they have such like insecure issues, which I can see why and how. Like I used to be bigger and I still carry those issues with mm-hmm. me. So it's... And I'm not saying I'm like skinny now. It's a thing you carry with you. But if you're not willing to recognize that or change... It you look fucking crazy, so
yeah.
It's amazing to watch and just see how like they have this It's so amazing.
What Chris Rock said, that only there's no woman more confident than a fat black woman with pumps.
Oh my God, there's one there.
Yeah.
There's one there. And she's like, I'm a skinny bitch now. Yeah, no, like, all of this wants me. Like, it's so great.
She's not. By the way, she's not skinny.
Oh, I didn't believe it. She don't. And look, she don't give a fuck.
No, it's, oh my gosh, it's so great. It's, y'all should watch it. Is what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, it's.
And Team 10 obtained an explicit
damn
photo
it.
Of
was
the
it me?
Sex act
hold
being
on.
Performed.
Please
not
hold.
The sex act.
Please she hold. Damn, I had you pause, bitch.
She will let you look. Team 10. Like, oh, she will let you know. She be like, "Ooh, you get up under this big pussy, I will rock your world." Next thing you know, you're like, damn it, how did I end up in bed with her?
Oh, so my friend told me she hooked up with this like 400 plus pound woman just to see, and she's female.
If she's 400 pounds plus, I'm pretty sure you're not going to see much.
Well, here's the thing that was funny. Her nephew came in and walked in looking for her. But
couldn't find her.
Because the bigger one was on top, and I was like, how'd you... She was like, it was uncomfortable, and she just wanted
I had a
to
snorkel
it,
on.
Yeah, she just wanted to see like what it was like, because she doesn't really go for it, but she just did it out of curiosity. And I don't know.
Now she's gonna be doing it. She's just not gonna be telling you.
Yeah.
Is it? Would it be more difficult for a fatter woman to experience external?
No, that's
pleasure?
What she was. She was bigger. She was like 2-something. And she was like, but I've never been with a big woman before, so I wanted to see, like, she's like, just to be, like, to, like, real talk, like, 2 big ones, it's not okay.
Yeah.
And how was it?
Someone's got to be able to reach the fucking
G-spot. She said it wasn't good, and she doesn't recommend it, and I was like...
Oh, that's cold.
Well, I mean, like, if
I don't imagine it was cold at all.
So, I guess Diana,
maybe clammy?
Clammy, probably.
Yeah.
I guess Diana didn't, since you're such a small girl, then it means you would fit perfect.
No!
No!
She didn't deny it. She had no look of denial whatsoever. That's right.
Oh
she's
God,
asexual.
I am asexual until someone could.
Until further notice.
Until someone. Until further notice. Until I get really drunk one night and some cute girl comes up to me. It's basically what's going to happen.
Okay.
And cute can be subjective.
What
after
if I dress up like a cute girl?
What?
I think it would get weird.
If you're drunk enough, you might just enjoy it.
Once the clothes come off, though, I'll be like, that doesn't look that looks familiar, but I remember not liking that.
That is the biggest clit I've ever seen.
Exactly. It's going to strike a chord with you.
I don't know.
Like,
if I'm drunk enough, I might hook up with the guy. It's been that long. This is about the time of like length period where like if I haven't gotten any in a while, like I just get super desperate.
Yeah.
And like I might hook up with the guy again. Yeah. Like it could be a thing, even though I'm not a fan of it, but it's just like get desperate after a point.
You know, Diana, if you want, you can come with me to the gym. I have guest passes and you can stand in the machine that vibrates your whole body.
Sit on it.
We'll throw a towel down for you.
Oh, that's dirty.
We talked about sports a little bit last show. Marshawn Lynch of the Seattle Seahawks is famous for his one-word answers because he doesn't like talking to the media, but the NFL requires him to. Russell Westbrook, who's an NBA player for the Oklahoma City Thunder, he's not known for not wanting to talk to the media, but he took a page out of Marshawn's book in a recent post-game interview.
You changed the game.
Execution. I did a good job of executing.
Down the stretch, you and Serge seem to be in a really great rhythm. What allowed you guys to be so successful?
Did a good job execution.
Hey, Russell, the first stretch Nick was talking about, the 15-2 run, we went with a small lineup with 5 really good offensive players on the court. What does it do for your offense when everybody out there is really accomplished as an offensive player?
It's good.
Russ, you had 8 assists in the fourth quarter. What did you see from them defensively that allowed you to focus as much as you did on passing the rock?
Oh, we did a good job executing.
Now, are you upset with something?
Here we go.
I just don't like you.
You don't?
No.
Do you not like Nick either?
I love Nick.
Oh!
I don't like you.
Well, you gave us about the same answers.
Yeah. You got another question?
You played a great game. one of your better ones. Is this one, in terms of production, assists, rebounds, points, is this one of the better games you can think of in your career?
Good execution.
Oh, this guy's great.
So, good execution. Don't like you. Love Nick.
Love Nick. I'm just saying that to hurt your feelings. Good execution.
Yeah, because the sports writer is going to be like, Russell Westbrook doesn't like me.
He loves Nick. Nick's an asshole.
I'm going to cry on my laptop.
Go home and bite my pillow.
Now, you talked about heavier women, Diana. Have you watched The Biggest Loser?
I have not in a very long time. I'll catch snippets of it.
What about you guys? Either of you watch The Biggest
Loser?
It's
been probably 2 years or more. But I remember it used to make me cry. I'd watch it and feel inspired.
I did cry.
You know, it's like it touches the heart a little
bit. It does. It's one of those for
overcoming
sure.
Overcoming obstacles.
One of the Biggest Loser contestants is speaking out. I don't watch it anymore. My ex-wife used to watch it a lot. Mm-hmm. She was like super into it. She was like, look at all that to do. Well, one of the, she was a finalist too. She's now talking about her experience on the show.
Not a week on TV. So something that the show would ultimately say, this happened over the period of the week, are you saying that would be 2 weeks, 3 weeks, less than a week?
I'm saying that it would be most times longer than a week, and I believe once in my season it was less than a week, but it wasn't always a week, no.
You've also said that it wasn't always healthy, what you were told to do and how some of that weight loss was achieved. Tell us more about that.
The weight loss for that show is for ratings. People have to remember that The Biggest Loser isn't a weight loss camp that happens to be filmed for TV. It's a TV show that's made to look like a weight loss camp. So there was pressure from production and everybody involved in the show to make sure you had as big a numbers as possible every week. And I could tell you that before I went on the show, I never learned how to dehydrate to manipulate a scale. And I left knowing how to do it better than some fitness competitors that I know.
Come on,
you
also say you left girls with an eating disorder.
Yeah.
I left with a very poor mental body image. I found myself loathing what I looked like the more weight that I dropped because of the pressure on me. And I found myself doing things like considering coffee a meal. And because of the mentality that I was surrounded with and the pressure that was given at that show, it was considered acceptable to behave that way. I take full responsibility for everything that I've done, but you can't understand it unless you understand the pressure that was there.
And it's wild to just hear your account of it. Jake, I understand that you actually met your wife, Kai, during the filming of this. Talk to us about, did you see it?
She's there with her husband. Yeah.
That's gnarly.
Yeah. It's people watch reality shows and they go, oh, it's not real. Mm-hmm. It's not real. I mean, yes, they are losing weight. They are losing the massive amounts of weight, but there's a lot of manipulation going on.
Of course.
And they were eating, I believe, something along the lines of they were eating 600 to 800 calories a day and working out 6 to 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
You can't help, but that's
dangerous.
That's the prison camp diet.
Yeah.
You know, if you work people all day, give them not enough food to, if you ate 800 calories a day and didn't work out, you'd lose weight as an adult.
Yeah.
But if you do work out,
you're working out fucking like a machine.
Six to 8 hours a day. Yeah. So, next time.
But for those masochists who love to be manipulated by pop culture and make you feel like shit for being somewhat overweight, go ahead and enjoy doing that. Because I know so many young men and women, but a majority of women that I grew up with in high school and stuff, who were all about, like, I'm so fat, oh my God. And they punish themselves like this. And, you know, I'll try and be the voice of reason. Don't do that shit. But it's like, you can't convince them not to.
No. And you know, the thing about The Biggest Loser is you watch it and you go, if you've been to a gym and you've worked out and you've done, if you follow a decent diet and you work out and you lose 2, 3, 4 pounds a week, these people are dropping 10, 15 pounds a week.
Yeah.
That's not normal. I mean, unless you're cutting
and
weight.
It's not likely sustainable either.
Well, that's part of the problem. I mean, if you're cutting weight for the big fight coming up, sure.
Exactly.
You know, if you're an MMA fighter.
You got to weigh in, right?
You're an MMA fighter. You walk around at 220 and you've got to weigh in at 200. Okay, yeah. I get it. But, you know, they weigh in the day before, and then the first thing they do is they go back and they rehydrate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really weird. So, yeah, it's not so great. Anyway, it's interesting. She says one other doctor told her another contestant might be suffering from Stockholm syndrome based upon how badly she wanted to please the judges.
Damn.
Stockholm syndrome. That's hostages. Yeah, she said her hair was falling out. My period stopped. I was only sleeping 3 hours a night. To this day, her period is irregular. Her hair still falls out, and her knees sound like saran wrap every time she goes up and downstairs. My thyroid, which I never had problems with, is crap. One of the other losers and I started taking showers together because we couldn't lift our arms over our heads. Says another contestant, we ducked down so we could shampoo each other.
The thing is, the show that it, the fact that it's they called didn't show Biggest Loser.
They didn't show that on the ranch.
No, it's a lot of it. This whole show is just bad from the get, which, I mean, the people that, like, love this show, which I can understand, it can be inspiring and stuff, but, I mean, let's be real. Like, it is for TV, and to lose that
exploding
amount. Oh, it's not like they take this, because it's not practical for them to do this in a healthy way and still get the ratings that they want.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're going to condense.
Congratulations, Bartholomew. I mean, you've lost 2 pounds this week.
Right.
But people subject themselves to, I'm not blaming, but like, if it gets to the point where they are getting, I don't know, I think they get something, but at the same time, it's not healthy. So it's kind of one of those things that, like, they do get something from it, but at the same time, in a very unhealthy way, but they also may not have gone this another way. But for the viewers, they're learning, like, how to, because they're showing the good things. So that's how the viewers are getting it. But the people actually in it, so they're basically taking one for the team is basically how it is. I'm not agreeing with it.
But for the viewers who are watching it and going, I'm doing everything they're doing on the show. Why am I only losing a pound a week?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe
I hate myself.
I was incorrect in giving the viewers way too much credit. That was my bad. Yeah. You're right. My bad.
And well, the interesting thing is that I've got this bracelet, this Up 24 bracelet that I wear. And I put in everything I eat, and it tracks how many steps I walk, and I can put in my workouts, and it tracks when I'm sleeping, too. Like, I press a button and say, I'm going to bed now. And it sort of tracks that, and it's really interesting to see how little I really sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Through a night, and it's like I think last night, so Sunday night, I think I slept just under 4 hours.
Wow.
Just because, you know, you go to bed expecting, to get, say, 6-7 hours.
Uh-huh.
Then you take out, it took 20 minutes to fall asleep. Mm. You woke up 3 times in the night. It took you this long to fall asleep, fall back asleep again. And it just sort of breaks it down. Deep sleep, light sleep, awake.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to do that. And it goes through and says, okay, and it keeps track of, you know, is this good food? Is this bad food? So on and so forth. So it's amazing how far things have come in such a short time to sort of track health.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm doing. Yes, I'd like to lose some weight, but I want to sort of track my health and be healthier.
That's the right mentality. Well done.
So, and one will follow the other.
Exactly.
One will follow the other. Mm-hmm. It won't follow in 10 days, but I'm not going to have a 15-pound week.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
That's my goal. See you guys next week. Next time you see me.
If you have a 15-pound week, I'm going to commit to you.
She cut off her fucking arm to lose 15 pounds.
I think it's a woman, too.
We are 51-50 and you lose 15 pounds.
Oh, my God. Fucking don't do that to me. I've been there, done that. But, like, it's...
Nate.
Oh, Nate. That's true. I think anybody, but I think with the body images going on, it's hard. I'd see. I mean, I hate to say
that,
but
your pocket's touching the back.
My pocket's touching the back?
I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
Kareem.
I'll tell you later.
My pocket's touching the back?
You said you said you were 51-50. Never mind.
Yeah,
the pockets. I was 51-50.
I thought you were saying that you lost that much weight. And then I was saying, oh, that's why your pockets touching the back.
No.
Because you got no ass? I don't get it.
There you go. He finally got it.
Okay.
I do kind of want to go to jail, though, because I think that would be that would be the best workout, like, weight loss program that works.
I don't know that it would be.
I don't know how Chris Brown gained weight, because I was locked up.
You don't have any weight to lose. I'm sorry to tell you.
I do. I have 20 pounds left.
Here's the thing about it. If you go to jail, you're going to have to not be asexual. You're going to have to do something. You're just going to.
I think I'm really good. My story is meant to be Orange is New. I'm going to find the love of my life in jail. I think that's what, but okay, no one's.
Your
no
parents one's are going to send you back to Korea.
They didn't even get me from
stupid.
There.
I want to talk about vaginas.
All right.
Oh, shit.
All right. All hail to the woman who gave zero fucks and got her pussy eaten right on stage.
Oh, wow.
At a Dead Kennedys concert.
Oh, wow.
It by happened who? By a dude.
Like a fan okay. or like a dancer or
one of the band.
There's
mates?
No by a dancer. Dead Kennedys are a punk band. We go now to ABC 10 in San Diego for the story.
And Team 10 obtained an explicit photo of a sex act being performed right in the middle of a Solana Beach concert. Investigator Melissa Masiha shows us why law enforcement says what happened may not be criminal enough, even though it happened in public.
It's something you definitely don't expect to see. It happened in the middle of a sold-out show right here at the Belly Up Tavern, and it happened on stage. Concertgoers were enjoying this Dead Kennedys concert when people started seeing this. We blurred most of the photo, but the picture shows a man and a woman engaged in a sex act. The woman is fully exposed and lying down on the stage.
You said you've been to a lot of concerts. Ever see anything like this?
No, especially not at punk concerts. Punk concerts, it's pretty much, you know, yell and scream at the establishment. This was something definitely different to see at a punk concert.
Chris didn't want to give his last name. He was at the concert, though, standing feet away when this happened. He said a number of people took photos, but most went back to listening to the band.
I think it was more an oddity that, you know, people just saw something strange for a few minutes.
We called the sheriff's department to find out if this unnamed man and woman could face charges. A spokesperson pointed us to Penal Code 314.
Penal code.
A person who exposes his or herself in a public place can face a misdemeanor if others are offended or annoyed. At this point, the sheriff's department said there were no official complaints made to the agency, but this could be a violation of the Business and Professions Code. Nobody from Belly Up Tavern would speak on camera, but they released this statement to Team 10. Of course, we don't condone this activity in our establishment, and security stopped it right away. This is certainly a first for us. Chris didn't see security stop this couple, but a spokesperson for the music venue said security did throw them out.
The sheriff's department says they will work with the business in looking into what happened. In Solana Beach, Melissa...
We're going to look into...
She is upset. She's like, damn it, you didn't let me finish.
I don't understand, like, why the... Chris was like, I don't want to give my last name, but I will show my face on TV. Like, that doesn't. Why do people do that?
Well, he's pretty recognizable, too.
Yeah, he had, like, a beard. Like,
he's got a long goat beard and bald head, and he's probably about 50.
That's a weird thing. So the band knew about it, then.
Well, okay, Diana, here's the photo. Here's the band playing.
Yeah.
There's her laying on stage getting her pussy eaten. It's right on the front of the stage.
I didn't know if it was one of those things that, like, if they either planned or, like, two people just really got excited by the music.
Listen, here's
but that image looks like they, I still don't know what's going on. It looks like they.
What do you mean you don't know what's going on?
It looks like he just threw the homegirl on stage and just did his thing and then.
Well, she.
Do you know what it is? You know what it is, right?
I'm going to stop talking. I hate everybody here.
Yeah, he was all up in there, like that actor on Brian Williams' daughter on Girls.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that happened at a Dead Kennedys concert of all places. By the way.
That is hilarious.
How many women do you think are out there going, you won't eat my pussy in bed? This guy did it at a Dead Kennedys concert in front of everyone.
It's happening. It's happening. Dang.
So, yeah, there you go.
How would you... what would your reaction be if you saw that at a concert?
I'd probably take note and continue rocking, too, like most of those other people.
Yeah, you look over and go, huh, take a picture. Won't believe shit's going down here.
Exactly.
Upload it to Instagram and keep on moving.
Hey, girl, you into that? Let's do it.
By the way, there are very few things less interesting to watch than a woman getting her pussy eaten.
Yeah.
it outside of porn. In porn, it's a performance. But just the actual doing, there's not a whole lot to see. It's just a mouth jammed into a crotch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this is interesting. Picture you're the parent of a middle schooler. Now, picture that you get a letter from school from the administrators asking that you have your kid bring in an 8-ounce canned food item. Right? You're okay, thinking, great.
Okay.
Canned food drives are helpful to the homeless and the destitute. But then you read on and find out the food isn't going to be used to feed the needy, but will instead be weaponized for use against school intruders.
Shut up.
They're using the can to throw at intruders or something?
Yes. Priscilla Hawley, principal of W.F. Burns Middle School in Valley, Alabama.
What?
From where Kareem's cousins are from, is like most school administrators, justifiably concerned about the possible presence of intruders on school grounds. Where Principal Hawley differs from most administrators, however, is the fact that her solution to that potential problem is less call the police or have evacuation lockdown procedures in place, and more pelt the criminals with baked beans. Here's how the letter reads in part. We realize, hold on, I have to read this properly. We realize this may at first seem odd. However, it is a practice that would catch an intruder off guard. The canned food item could stun the intruder or even knock him out until the police arrive. The canned food item will give the students a sense of empowerment to protect themselves and will make them feel secure in case an intruder enters the classroom.
Yeah. So these kids have their canned food at the desk.
Yes, with them all the, with them all the time.
Mm-hmm. Ready to go. You know, it's not the worst idea. It could be worse.
Well, no, that's just what you want to do. You want to alert, hey, madman with a gun, yeah. over here.
Hey, motherfucker, it's a bat!
Take it. Yeah, so it's weird.
Did they have problems with the intruders?
No,
did
she's just
go into that?
She's just planning
precautionary.
Ahead. She's okay. Just planning ahead is all. That's all right.
I think she knows someone in the baked bean industry and promised to like boost their revenue.
Well, in a completely unrelated story, here are the states with the smartest and dumbest tweets. The smartest states from 5 to 1 are Maine, Minnesota, Massachusetts, Wyoming, and Vermont.
Wow.
And the dumbest states, get ready.
Let me guess, California?
No.
Where are you going?
Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
Arkansas,
duh.
Alabama,
uh-huh.
South Carolina,
yep,
and Louisiana,
yep,
Louisiana.
Yeah, oddly missing. I don't know how, but Florida is somehow missing from this.
No.
I'm going to give Pitbull credit. I don't know why. I just am.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right. Speaking of places that you probably don't want to live. But I've been to Memphis, Tennessee. This is a problem. You know how sometimes you see like patterns and brake lights, you know, because either they've worn out or whatever. Well, there is a school bus that was sent direct from Satan, and the parents are not happy about it. WMC in Memphis has the story.
Judge, is this a satanic symbol on this Mid-South school bus or simply a brake light? Some parents are concerned, outraged
star.
After noticing what they see as a pentagram,
it's a pentagram
in the brake light of this school bus.
Well, WMC Action News 5's Kanji Anthony has more now on what some could see as the devil in the details.
It's a pentagram.
Robin Wilkins says she was so shocked she snapped a pic of the brake lights in this Durham School Services bus at a stop in Cordova.
Anyone who fears a God, if not God and Jesus Christ, should be outraged.
Wilkins says it's appalling. The brake lights are shaped like a pentagram. A pentagram is an upside-down five-pointed star. Merriam-Webster says the pentagram is often used as a magic or religious symbol.
Just get on the bus, bitch!
She points out just last month Walgreens pulled wrapping paper from its shelves because the images appeared to be swastikas.
Would we allow a swastika, for instance, to be on the back of the bus?
It's totally different.
People should be upset if that is against their feelings, religions, etc.
And what they see.
I see light.
Even if they did only see a brake light.
Oh, come on, people, lighten up.
What again? It'd like to upside down.
Joe Applewhite has been practicing Wicca 16 years.
Is that a pentagram? Technically, yes.
She says the
pentagram. She's smoking a cigarette and is during this question.
She's not one of ours.
God, we believe in Jesus. We don't call him God.
She won't deny the symbol is used by Satanists, but says it is also used for good.
Find out what it really means before you start getting all riled up and worked up about something.
She wonders if people are making a whole lot of something out of nothing.
Hey, go find out if it was intentional.
Either way, Wilkins says the lights send the wrong signal, and she wants them changed.
They send the wrong signal.
Sometimes parents need to shut the fuck up.
Neither the school system nor the bus company would respond to any of the questions.
LEDs are from the devil. LEDs are from the devil.
They didn't respond because it's stupid. Now just get on the bus. To hell!
Hello, Beelzebub.
So welcome to Memphis, Tennessee.
So you really need to be doing something, just anything.
Okay, first of all, there are huge crime problems in Memphis. Yeah. There's problems with poverty. There's problems with crime. There are all sorts of things that need to be fixed.
Yeah.
Pentagrams in your school bus taillights are not a problem in Memphis.
It's really not. It's not valid. That's not even valid.
It is not. But anyway, let's debate this.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool?
All right, first up in cool or tool, eating pussy. Diana?
Cool.
Kareem?
Cool.
Sam?
Cool.
Of course I'm going to say cool. Not going to say not cool. Up next in cool or tool, repurposing food. Kareem?
In that case, it's cool.
Sam, what do you think?
I say cool. I think it's quite ingenuitive, whatever the fuck. Yeah.
Diana?
I think it's totally fucking cool. That's I can't believe it's necessary, but it's cool.
Maybe a homeless man comes in and you throw some food at him. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I want to meet the fifth grader who has a strong enough arm to knock out the armed intruder. That's tool, idiots. And
hey,
finally,
but if you throw a bunch of them at the same time, if you got 35 kids throwing the can of beans at somebody, then I think that might have an
That's
effect.
At least 15 pounds of beans all over you.
Well, if they open them first, yeah. And finally, in cooler tool, Satan. Sam?
You know, I'm... How do I not say... I'm going to say Beelzebub is cool, Satan's a tool.
Kareem?
Just so I can go back home to my folks in North Carolina, I'm going to say he's a tool.
Diana?
I think the whole point is that he's a tool. I think that's what Satan's supposed to be, is a tool. So I'm going to go with tool.
Well put, Diana.
I'm cool. Fuck you. Come on.
Is that Beelzebub or is that...
Listen, I'm all about doing your own thing, having a good time, fornicating like little bunnies. That's me. Beelzebub out.
See, I mean, how can you argue that that's not cool?
Well, I can argue that you use that same voice for Kim Kardashian's vagina.
Coincidence? I think not. All right, that's it for Cooler Tool. Thanks for playing. Hey,
everybody,
by the way,
that goes in and come out.
That's right. Hey, help me find my car keys. I'll drive us both out of here. It's a punchline to a terrible old joke. Anyway, by the way, help support the show. If you're going to shop Amazon, this is simple. You probably do shop Amazon. Most people do for one thing here or there.
Mm-hmm.
Go to our site first, natedarlingshow.com. Click that shop Amazon tab and then shop away. It does not cost you even one thin dime extra. It might even save you a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it helps support the show because we get a little percentage of that. Yeah. So thank you to our friend Rachel, who bought her running shoes Amazon.com.
Yeah. Thank you, Rachel.
And thank you to whoever bought 65 combination locks and 10 padlocks. May your stuff be safe forever. Because that was a nice little commission for us. So, hey, keep doing your thing. We'll keep doing our thing. Free shows. Free comedy. Can't beat that with a stick. All right. Where was I? Oh. So, one way you could lose that weight is to cut off a body part, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, imagine, let's say, for instance, Sam, you have a foot fetish.
Mm-hmm.
But
I kind of like I like my girlfriend's feet. Other feet gross me out, period. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is now a thing. Because there's a lot of people who are way more into feet than you. It's a new sex toy. You know, you've heard of the Fleshlight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this.
That's fucking gross.
Okay. You have a microphone.
Shit. Sorry. Oh, that's so gross. I thought it was going to be at the bottom. The hole was going to be at the bottom, but it's at the top where the. Oh, that's so gross. Well,
of course. Then you can
press anyone, the feet. If anyone gets that, I immediately don't want you in my life.
Okay. Now I can explain what it is. If you don't feel the Fleshlight is enough, now there's the Vajankle. Which is, sorry for everybody who just lost an ear with that.
Yeah, I apologize.
The Vajankle, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a replica of a dismembered foot with a vagina stuffed right up into the ankle.
That's creepy as hell.
It's an art piece, it's a fuck toy, and it's very, very conspicuous. Yeah. I don't know where you'd put that.
It's just fun to say, Vajankle.
I mean, seriously, because now when you walk into my apartment now, I've got some utility shelves, and I've got my shoes on the bottom two shelves there. Imagine if you saw that sticking up out of
one of the shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put that over there. Because, I mean, how do you leave a dismembered foot around?
It's not okay.
Wow.
That's really odd.
That's so gross.
Yeah, it's...
I don't even know how to... I don't even know.
It's a wild world we live in, man.
Yeah. I don't know what you'd do with that. I don't know. I mean, it's a really nice looking anatomical foot.
It's, yeah.
Manicured well, and, you know, I've seen worse looking prosthetic vaginas.
Yeah.
But I don't know that the two should ever be put together.
That is so gross. I just can't get over that it's like at the sever. That is some like really like sociopath like
yeah.
That's
I'd have to agree with that.
Like something wrong. Like I understand maybe if it was like in the because people have a thing with the feet and they want to. So if it was like at the bottom and they just want to do, but to be at the point where
severed ankle,
that's like you really want to kill somebody and do that. Like that's really gross to come up. I'm sorry, that's really wrong.
I think you're overthinking it.
Sam, I feel like we're on the same page.
I'm with you on this one.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I feel like
I just watched y'all on this one.
I don't even know.
I watched this Liam Neeson movie with these crazy killers who are creepy as hell, and they're cutting women's boobs off and stuff. This sounds like something they would do.
Yeah, or like the people that like would just like body dismember body parts, and then just would want to fight. Like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where he puts that shit on him and makes his own face.
Oh yeah,
like that's that kind
psycho,
of shit. That's
dude.
What I pitch. Oh, that's so gross. That's so wrong.
Nate, it's okay if it's your thing.
Hey, man, if that's you, I like I
yourself.
Said, please don't just hide that so I don't have to
I
know.
Come
it's
to
you.
Your door if that's
it's one thing if I think that's you. It's another thing if I know.
Okay, it's not. I'm not a feet guy. Second of all, I think you're thinking of it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a multi-tool. You appreciate the foot. You get all excited. Then you flip it around. Boom! Fake vagina.
Boom!
But you see the foot.
Yeah, but you can turn it around.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think, no.
And, and think about it this way, Diana. You can place it up against the wall just to
it's
get some
so
traction.
Gross. Oh, so no. Gross. Everything is about the, oh my God, this is so gross.
So, Sam.
I'm thinking about it the right way, and this is not right.
I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here.
I'm not even thinking about it. I've
he
moved
took
on.
The higher road.
All right. I have moved on.
So, Sam.
I set my brain off on this
one. Now, what if it were different? What if the foot had an anus or a mouth on it? Would that make it different for you guys?
No,
okay.
It wouldn't.
Everything about
no,
this
not
just
an anus.
Needs to stop.
It's one of the asks. So Sam, if you were, if let's say you were,
yeah,
let's just play a game. Let's say you were in the market for such a marital lady. And it is a fine piece of prosthetics.
Absolutely. It looks realistic.
How much would you, let's say you're selling it. How much would you charge for your foot pussy?
Well, does it just look realistic or does it feel realistic as well?
Unclear. But you can get French manicure and cherry nail polish.
Oh, cute.
Either way.
Oh, cute.
It gives new meaning
well,
to the term.
Well, let's do the math here. A
Hold
basic
on.
Pedicure.
It does give new meaning to the term pussyfooting around.
Oh.
Yeah, there's your pun.
There you go.
Diana, I thought you loved puns. Pussyfooting, get it?
I'm not on board with this.
Sam, how much?
I'm not on board with this at
all. Let's see if Sam plays this pricing game right. Okay. How much would you charge for this prosthetic foot with a pussy in it?
It comes with one foot, not both feet.
That is for an individual foot, although you can buy a pair.
Okay.
Or either foot that you like.
I would definitely do the French manicure.
Sure. That's important.
And if it was, you know, you're going to put together the cheapest French manicure you'd get would probably be $40.
Okay.
And then materials, we'll throw in an additional, you know, $60.
And you got to make profit. Don't forget.
You got to make profit. Plus, someone went through the trouble of crafting that thing. I imagine that thing's selling for $200, $225.
You're very close. You're a little high, though. $179.
Okay.
So, bargain shoppers, get ready.
God,
it's a deal.
I'm so not okay with this.
Well, maybe you'll be okay with this. The 50 Shades of Grey movie's coming out, and Target's selling the products that are associated with it.
Mm-hmm. I saw that right next to the children's toothpaste.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, what the fuck?
They've got, like, body lotion.
Yeah.
They've got blindfolds, mm-hmm. although they call them something else. I don't know why. And the vibrating cock ring was the one thing that took me aback.
That one took me back.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, why is this next to the shampoo?
Yeah.
I mean, even in Spencer's Gifts, they put it in the back corner.
Yeah.
Next to the shampoo.
Uh-huh.
Or
and
the
it's
kids
right,
stupid.
It, like, short it's, people and little kid
oh,
eye level.
Oh, my God. Yeah, if you've got like, a five-year-old kid, it is right at
Mommy,
eye level.
Mommy, I want this toy ring!
it's a cock ring for 50 Shades of Grey. Yeah. So I ask you, Target, what's going on? The @RealGenTalia asked Target, wouldn't it be easier to just put this by the family planning section? Different store, same cock rings? Asked Target replied, thanks for your comments regarding placement of personal care items in our store. We'll share with our merchandising team. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll see. And I've seen them in a bunch of different places. Yeah, and the picture in the article has it right next to an Angry Birds kids
toothpaste
kids
or toothbrush.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about where I saw it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just one Target; it's all Targets.
Yeah. Adults like Angry Birds
oh,
toothbrushes.
Yeah, but these toothbrushes are so small you couldn't brush a whole tooth.
Yeah, they're meant for kids.
But they're fun.
And I think their idea is, while the kids are looking at the Angry Birds toothbrush,
the parents are
looking at the blindfold. Which, by the way, $14.99 is a little pricey for a blindfold. Or
just go buy a fucking necktie,
or go buy a sleep mask, and it'll cost you half price.
I think it's
got utility.
It's the same
it's comfort.
I feel like this is an example of how, like, society
we will buy
like,
anything.
Yeah, or like also like marketing, like they'll just let anyone have a job if you're with the company long enough. Like you don't have to have an education anymore. I'm pretty sure these people don't have like a marketing degree.
Yeah.
Like it's just gone so bad. Because I know at Nordstrom, they, sorry, I can't name drop, can I? Well, but they promote you for like how long you've been with the company. And I feel like that's what happened. This is like we're getting the tail end of just people that don't know what the fuck they're doing. But
I
they
think
came
this
out
to look good here by the Angry Birds.
Yeah, because it'll give something to adults to do. Like, what the fuck were you thinking? I think people are just getting lazy.
I
now.
Don't even think the Vajankle buyer is going to think this is a comfortable place to put that.
Yeah. Oh man, that's bad when the Vajankle buyers are.
Yeah, don't want to upset them. Right next to the Elmo Oragel is where you'll find the cock rings.
Yeah.
If you rub some
mixed messages going on here.
Yeah, yeah. So either way, that's what's going on at Target, and they're still out there. I was surprised when I saw that. So when I saw the article on Jezebel, I'm like, oh, I'm not the only one who noticed.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, have you ever been somewhere and you heard something rattling around in your trunk or in the back seat or whatever? Well, in Florida, I'm sorry, this isn't Florida though. This is California. Sorry, it's not Florida Corner yet.
Oh.
Yeah, a man in Montclair went to a car wash in Pomona, California, and came home with a little something extra in his trunk.
Get the latest time and temperature updates.
Thanks, Fred Loya Insurance, for that thing.
That's wonderful.
Damn it!
Good suspense. Bill
oh
Loya.
Yeah, it's exciting. Oh, here we go.
A startling find in the trunk after a trip to the car wash as a stranger climbs out of the car and it's all captured on camera.
I was like, wow, I cannot believe there's someone in there. And that's especially getting car washed too, just surreal.
Eddie Landeros was rolling as Montclair police surrounded his brother's car after he returned from this Pomona car wash.
When he got home, he heard some knocking in the back of the trunk, and he wanted to make sure it wasn't his system just, you know, still moving. So he kind of just hit his trunk and hears someone tap again back. And he was, okay, there's someone definitely in my car.
And my son tapped, and he tapped back.
Sal Landeros and his son, Chris, carefully opened the trunk, unsure who was inside and why.
So they said, okay, open it slowly. I mean, he saw the eyes and slammed it back again. I said, forget it. Just call cops.
Yeah.
So, real scary.
As police surrounded the car, their tasers and guns drawn, the man climbed out, happy to be free of the trunk, only to be handcuffed and taken into custody.
He was saying sorry a lot, and that he was running away from someone that was collecting his or needed his money because he didn't pay up or something. And I guess he worked at the car wash too, so he must have got in while they were washing it. How he just closed the trunk on himself.
The family can laugh about the bizarre encounter now, but say it was frightening as it was unfolding.
Something, I mean, you don't expect. I mean, even the police officer said that this is a new one for us. We've never been seen this one.
Leanne Suter for ABC News.
So, yeah, something in the trunk.
So this is not like an automated car wash. This is where you're hiring like three people to detail and clean your car.
Yeah.
And one of them's like, oh, I got the trunk, guys. You guys get there. Boop.
Yeah, like, sure. I mean, I think it's funny that you did this story after the whole Target one, because it's just like, I feel like society is just, the people in society are just not
the brightest. You'd be talking about the person who was after him.
Yeah. They did not mention him. Yeah. Hey, by the way, if you want to feel better about people, from right up the road here in Woodland, California, a man searching for his wallet in a trash bin was scooped up by a garbage truck and taken on a long ride.
Yes.
I don't buy looking for his wallet unless he slept in the same dumpster, because...
Oh, this is one of those.
Yeah. Well, how do you not hear the garbage truck backing up and then picking you up and
well,
not...
Well, I can imagine the panic. I know my fucking wallet's here. Here's the truck. I better dig faster.
Yeah, I better get out. But anyway...
I think the wisest idea would be, if this was legit, hey guys, I just need to look for my fucking wallet real quick.
Yeah. But the Oroville Mercury Register reports the man survived the ride in the rear of the garbage truck. His name not released. The Yolo County Sheriff, Lieutenant Martin Torres, said the man got stuck in the trash truck when it made a pickup. It was headed to the landfill then. Torres said the man told police he was stuck in the truck for about an hour. Now, authorities said that man told them that he used lumber inside the truck to reach the top of the garbage pile and avoid the compactor. That's real Star Wars sort of stuff.
That's
there.
That's Star Wars. Dude.
Yeah. That's Indiana Jones. Never mind. the man was taken to UC Davis Medical Center for complaints of back and neck pain.
I can imagine you'd have, but guess what? You're the idiot swimming in a dumpster.
I have my wallet in there. I don't know what happened to it. It was going away. You imagine riding from Woodland to Oroville in a trash truck?
That's a long, winding road.
It is. It is a long and winding road. So
every day is a winding road. Take it a little bit closer.
Thanks for that flashback, Kareem.
All right. Well,
ow.
One thing you shouldn't do when you're thinking of robbing a Florida restaurant is imagining that you're going to get away scot-free. Because sometimes it just doesn't happen. Come on, you bitch.
This office is still investigating a fatal shooting at a Pompano Beach Taco Bell on Tuesday night. Deputies arrived at the fast food joint off West Atlantic Boulevard just after 6 p.m. and said the shooter was in the parking lot when he was approached by another armed man.
We had a male who was in the parking lot. He was approached by another male who produced a gun. Our victim in this case, the male that was approached by the armed suspect, he himself was armed. He produced his gun and fired at the suspect and later walked into the Taco Bell to announce what had just taken place. The suspect who had been wounded and was in the parking lot, he was transported by Pompano Beach Fire Rescue to Broward Health North, where he was later pronounced dead.
A woman who claimed she was the shooter's sister said her brother was almost robbed by the man he shot for his car, adding that her brother's gun is for protection only. Broward Sheriff's Office deputies haven't ruled out if robbery was a motive. Concepcion later confirmed that robbery was the motive. For the SunSentinel.com, Dylan Boucher.
Is he in high school? Like,
it
what
sounds
is
like a little preteen
yeah,
bit.
Still about to, and, the, and here's they left out the important part that they actually have in the printed article. The man who was shot was wearing a ski mask and sunglasses. Told the victim to pull down his pants.
They left that
what?
Out.
Why did they leave that out?
I don't know. Detective said that
so he could produce his gun.
The detective said that at that point he was able to reach for his own gun and shoot him. So, nice job,
Nothing
Florida.
About that story makes sense to me.
No, I think this was like
Yo,
a high
Taco
school
Bell.
Project.
I just shot a motherfucker. Give me some bean burrito.
Everything about this was kind of wrong and off.
That's Florida. Also, in Clay County, Florida, the sheriff's office says a man drove into a building and proceeded to take several selfies on his phone. The unidentified man allegedly drove into the front doors of the home decor located on Wells Road just after 9 p.m. According to a witness, he then got out of his car, walked into the store, and took what appeared to be selfies on his phone. He then honked his horn and calmly yelled for the employees to watch him. Afterwards, he walked out, took more pictures, and drove off.
Selfies are like crack, bro. You get addicted and you're trying to outdo the last fucking selfie. So this is what it is. Selfie takers beware.
Selfies are fucking...
The building was not damaged and no one was injured.
What? How was the building not damaged?
I don't know.
His car through the front door.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they were open. It's unclear from the story.
Written props. If he did that without damaging the building, give that guy a medal.
It was described as a light blue Toyota Corolla or Tercel with LED headlamps and a very bright blue undercarriage lights. So you know he's classy.
Hella thug, dude.
Yeah. So if you know who it was, call 888-277-8477. That's 277-TIPS.
Was it in Florida?
Yes.
This is my Uncle Ronnie.
Oh, Uncle Ronnie. I saw them selfies on Instagram.
Are you aware that there's something called a selfie stick? I just found this
I
out.
I just heard yes. that term. I knew of it as that thing that people with GoPros use, and they look idiotic.
If you use them...
I've never heard the term until literally like 2 weeks ago.
No, they make them with a Bluetooth shutter in them.
Wow.
So there's a Bluetooth button on the stick that fires the shutter on your camera phone.
Yeah.
So you can hold it off and take a selfie from like, look at me.
That's so embarrassing. If I see anyone do that, I'm going to knock that shit out of their hand.
So...
No, they have hella people that do that, just walk around. I just don't understand selfies in general, because if you've seen another person take a selfie, I think that's a good enough reason never to take a selfie.
The only person that I've seen who is worthy of a selfie stick is this motherfucker who will... He's some Russian dude who climbs to, like, the top of, like, tall buildings and towers, and he's, like, on the peak, barefoot, not strapped in with anything, and he'll take a picture up there. I'm like, you know what? That's worthy. That's a selfie. You want to see
yeah,
the fucking
that
view.
That makes okay.
But
that...
some asshole's just like, hey, look at me walking down the street. Here's another angle of
I
my face.
I just like, you go at restaurants and you like see people that take selfies and you're just like, I never want to take a selfie.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then you look at the selfie because I'll see Instagram and some people like with the right filter, it's like kind of cute. But to like see the whole production goes down is kind of embarrassing. But you're right. If you like, maybe... But like if you, I don't know, you're right. If it's like a big accomplishment, selfie right. sticks, if you're on top of the fucking.
But if you're in the same, if you're in your bathroom, if you're take the same fucking picture you've done for the last 30 days.
Oh my God.
It.
My favorite is when people.
With trash on the floor.
Right.
Yeah.
You're just or embarrassing yourself.
Oh, people and their selfies. I don't know. If that's how many. I guess my big fear, I'll admit this, that I'll take a selfie and I'll get no likes. I will. That's the main reason I don't take
truth.
A selfie.
The truth comes out.
The worst is you see these people with their selfies and they'll post them. And it's like a mirror selfie, which are the most disdained of all selfies.
Oh, yeah.
And
their
phone is covering half their body in the reflection, so you can't even see. What are you looking at, and what are you showing me that you're so proud of?
Well, what they see in the mirror.
Yeah, well, they're fucking idiots.
Well, here's the thing. The phone can flip it before you upload it.
Right.
So it's what people see. But people like to ask, this is what I see in the mirror. How could you not love this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love me.
It's a desperate cry to be loved. That's what it is.
All right. Well, we mentioned the guy with the Star Wars skills to stay out of the trash truck danger. Well, this guy had literal Star Wars skills. He was dressed up in stormtrooper armor. He's Australian, and he's taking a nearly 10,000-mile walk across the country in his Star Wars stormtrooper costume.
Cheers, mate.
He says the armor saved him from a deadly snake bite. Scott Loxley, whose 9,320-mile walk across Australia is aimed at raising money for the Montage Children's Hospital in Melbourne. He was leaving Yarborough, Queensland on Wednesday on his way to Mackay when he spotted what appeared to be a dead snake at the side of the road. It wasn't. Spoiler alert.
Let me guess, he had to go check it out. He couldn't just keep walking.
He lunged at me and bit me. But the good news is the armor. He bit me in the shin, and the armor actually protected me and stopped the bite. I could feel the teeth scraping on the plastic, but the armor actually stopped something. So there you
really?
Go.
Really? Is that how armor works?
That's how armor works.
That's an educational moment.
He
should have been wearing the sand trooper outfit, not the stormtrooper.
What an idiot. He says the Stormtrooper armor, long criticized by fans of the franchise, is ineffective against attacks ranging from laser blasts to rocks thrown by Ewoks, proved it was in some way effective. To all those people who like to rag on the old Stormtrooper because, you know, the armor doesn't do this, it doesn't do that. It stopped a snake bite, it probably saved my life today. He says the snake appeared to be a king brown snake, ranked as the sixth deadliest snake in Australia by Australian Geographic. There's also a photo of him in his stormtrooper outfit fishing.
That sounds splendid and uncomfortable.
Is that an epic photo, Diana?
It'll protect him from a stingray.
I'm like really proud of that.
Maybe he'll float on
that,
the water.
That would be
in.
A selfie stick picture if someone else wasn't there to take it. That would give the selfie. I would approve.
That's one of the
selfie
stick. I'll let him have it.
So yeah. Well, he's trying to do good, and well, he. Anyway, he did his thing. He was protected from a snake by a stormtrooper outfit.
I'm happy for him.
He's Australian for the idiot. It was just Australian. Anyway, it's time to wrap the show up here. Call it another day with this. This.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right, Sam, are you ready?
Don't put trucking into this.
It has nothing to do with trucking.
Okay, good. Go on.
It's titled Old Cars Get Late Start. By Gordy Little. Did your car start easily this morning? That's a far less common question than it used to be here in the North Country. I guess I've grown soft in my old age. Either that or technology is making my winter driving a lot less stressful than it was when I got my driver's license in Malone back in 1953. Even before that, I remember winters in Messina Center near the Grass River when the mercury dropped to minus 30 degrees in January and stayed there for days. Heck, they don't even use mercury in thermometers anymore. The times are changing.
This is a real thing. This is a real thing.
Article in the Sunday paper. I remember my dad putting what we used to call horse blankets over the engine at night. They were thick and heavy. He was a country preacher and, like the country doctor, wanted to be able to get going to minister his flock. That included assisting in thawing pipes and drinking hot coffee in their kitchens. Now, I've heard old-timers talk about building a small fire under a car to warm up the block. How dangerous would that have been?
Yeah.
They used water in the radiators during warm weather and alcohol in the winter. Engine oil would get as thick as syrup. That didn't help either. I remember kneeling on a wooden chair in our kitchen at 3 or 4, watching my dad outside in Thornwood, New York, as he tried to warm the block on our old Model T truck. Hold on, I think we've discovered something before.
Model T truck.
Let me make this better, because we found something that makes these a little bit better.
Yes.
Alrighty. He would tinker under the hood and then walk to the front and turn the crank. Those were the days when men were men. I guess I may have leaned too far forward and raised my right hand to slow my fall. The window was smashed and my wrist was a bloody mess. He somehow got the truck running as my mother applied a tourniquet to stem the flow.
Gordy, you hella gangster.
The doctor used what they call butterfly clamps to seal a large lateral cut, and they somehow kept me from bleeding to death. but the scar is still there. You want to see it? You want to see it?
Hell yeah, motherfucker!
But I digress. Subsequent family vehicles had electric starters.
This is really a fucking
thing. It totally changes everything.
It does.
But most of my own cars fired hard in the below zero conditions until the late 80s. I recall one frigid night when the big thermometer on the local Potsdam building read minus 53 degrees. The tire sidewalls were so cold, it felt like I was riding on rocks.
Like my heart.
Of course, the old car wouldn't start. We pushed it by hand into a garage, took a gas line off, and watched as pencil-shaped shafts of ice fell out. That also happened with an old station wagon right here in our Morrisonville yard. I was delighted when they invented electric engine block heaters. I still have an electric dipstick heater in my garage. That's right, an electric dipstick heater in my garage.
Electric dipstick.
Thank goodness I don't need it these days. My hybrid is kept in an unheated garage where the temperature is always about 9 degrees warmer than outside. A 12-volt system, multi-viscosity oil, modern antifreeze, electronic ignition, automatic choke, computers, and other modern additions make starting a snap. No more pumping the gas pedal. No more hand choking. No more starting grief. No matter how cold it gets, I love it. I'm writing this on the morning of January 13th, and I would have watched the thermometer drop from minus 0.8 degrees at 4:30 a.m. to minus 6.8 at 7:25. I won't need the car for a couple hours, but I am confident it will fire up instantly when it's time. I don't have one of those fancy car starters you can activate with a key fob button from your kitchen, but they are nice, aren't they? I am grateful for the auto engineers who have made my life so much easier, and I can't wait to see what the future holds. My little car can park itself, but it starts in a heartbeat, and I don't have to check the antifreeze level every day to see how much is boiled out. Meanwhile, we watch the ice forming in the Saranac River 3 feet behind our house and pray for a January thaw and an early spring.
Motherfucker.
Have a great day. Motherfucker. Please, drive carefully. That's right. And Gordy Little, many years, a well-known radio personality in the North Country, now hosts Our Little Corner television program for Hometown Cable. Anyone with comments for him may send them to the newspaper or email his ass at gordandk@aol.com.
Motherfucker.
Yeah!
Gordy, hella gangster.
Okay.
Let me tell you, I am
this is
grateful.
Still a fucking thing.
I am delighted about my electric dipstick warmer.
Okay. I think we have discovered something about spoken word and rappers.
Yeah.
You put a cool beat behind any nonsense and deliver it with a little bit of attitude, and it sounds interesting.
That's pop. That's hip-hop now, essentially, everything.
That's right. You're welcome.
Thank you for that demonstration, that scientific method in action.
I found that's the best way to get through a Gordy Little article.
Yeah.
I can't believe that was a
thing.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm so lucky I had a haircut today, and I'm just like, I'm more fascinated with my hair than that story.
It looks great, by the way.
Oh,
yeah.
thank you.
Well, thank you for being engaged. And hey, thank you for listening to another episode of The Nate Darling Show. If you're in Sacramento, check out the Chitlin Circuit at the Brick House in Oak Park tonight, Friday night.
Exactly.
Tomorrow
and
night.
Saturday night.
And next weekend.
That's it. Big comedy show next weekend. Come out. All of you.
That's right. And that's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be smart. And we'll see you all next time. New Well Hung on Monday. Bye-bye.